music heard worldwide. Submit an MP3 at theedgeonair.com.
And welcome to theedgeonair.com. This is Eric Willowhite with you, and we are glad to have on our airwaves today Shayna Lee, recording artist, singer, actress, songwriter, and as you put in your Twitter account there, Shayna, lover of life. Welcome to The Edge on Air.
Hi.
Hey, welcome to The Edge on Air. So in your Twitter bio there, singer, actress, songwriter, and lover of life. So that's quite the roster of things that you have going on there. We really appreciate you coming on The Edge on Air.
Oh my gosh, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you guys so much for having me.
So what's going on in your world? We know that you just released, or I shouldn't say just released, but towards the end of April, you released your video for Goodbye July. Why don't you walk us through that process in terms of putting that video together, and that was your latest single as well. How was that experience for you?
Well, I might love making music videos more than anything else in the world. So that's sort of my disclaimer, is that, like, anytime somebody's like, you can make a music video, my answer is always yes. What we do generally is we take treatments, which is people present kind of ideas of what the video could be about. And actually, this video and pretty much all of my videos, one of my closest childhood friends is a video director. And every time we've gone with her treatment, I feel like we're really in sync, and she somehow instinctively always knows what these songs are about to me. So she came up with this idea, and it was really cool with Goodbye July, because it was a song that meant a lot to me, but I wasn't, there were areas of it where I was still sort of figuring out what it means. And working with Virginia and her story kind of made this song mean more in a weird way, which is really a gift, I think, you know, really cool.
So is that common then for an artist, you know, because the single itself, you had released that previously prior to the video, right, in terms of the sequence of things?
Yeah.
So is that common where you're still trying to grapple with the full meaning of a song that you had previously released, or in most cases is it something to where you feel you understand it before it's even released?
In most cases, I think I know what I think it means, and then in living with it and performing it, you know, that changes over time. I also think, like, how long a time there is between when you write it and when you record it and release it also, like, plays into that. You know, Goodbye July was written pretty close to when I released my album, at least within a few months of that time. So I hadn't, you know, I hadn't spent years on the road with it or you know what I mean? It's not been in my arsenal for 100 years that I could live inside and outside. So I think a lot of it depends, but I do think, you know, if you're doing it right, I guess you're learning from yourself all the time, you know?
Right.
So, and as you grow, things, different things. And I think that's, I mean, that for me is my music. I don't know. I'm pretty open-minded. So I don't know. I don't know if other people have more set ideas. I'm pretty fluid.
So then, now that it's all said and done with the single release and then the accompanying video with that, to you, then, what does that song mean to you?
I think Goodbye July is the story of empowerment post an ending. So, like, when you go through a breakup or, you know what, have some kind of setback in your career or lose another personal relationship, any sort of loss, the way that, you know, you do have a grieving period, obviously, but it's kind of about rising up from that and realizing that you're all right. It's a song to me about moving through heartbreak.
Moving through heartbreak.
What it's like on the other side of heartbreak.
Okay. And what we're going to do for our listeners is we are going to play that song here in just a minute. But before we do that, I want to give out some of the particulars in terms of how your fans and our listeners can follow you and track you, Shayna. So on Twitter, you are at
Hey Shayna Lee.
Hey Shayna Lee, and I'll spell that out. So it's Hey, obviously, Hey Shayna, S-H-A-Y-N-A-L-E-I-G-H. Hey Shayna Lee. Yeah, almost 22,000 followers out there. Nicely done, nicely done. You're building that cachet of followers.
I love Twitter. I love it's my favorite.
Is it?
My Twitter friends, which I call them. Oh, I'm trying to work on Instagram. So if anyone wants to help me make Instagram my favorite, that would be great.
You also have your website, so I believe that's at shaynalee.com. Is that correct?
That it is, yes.
Yes.
You are on top of it.
Have to be. And Shayna has her bio on there. She has lists of her singles, getting some of the photography work, pictures as well. It's very dynamic, so a great website. So make sure you check out shaynalee.com or on Twitter at Hey Shayna Lee. All right. Well, Shayna,
Instagram is Hey Shayna Lee also.
Is it? Okay.
So I'm building my Instagram.
There we go. So we got to have Instagram too. You got to stay connected in this social media world.
No, I really am a fan of social media. It makes me feel really great to just go. I love going on there and talking.
Yeah, and I think, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but do you find it builds a connection with your fan base that if you didn't have this, it'd be much more difficult to cultivate?
Absolutely, 100%. And it lets, you know, it puts it in my own control. What I really like about social media and engaging with fans is that, you know, I can go on there as much as I want and talk to people. There's no filter, you know? And that's really nice because much of life is not, you know, in our control. Opportunities come and go, but like what build and what you engage with and how you to the people you're around, that's you can really, you know, make your own.
Yep. Yeah, that is without a doubt the truth. So social media again, Hey Shayna Lee, that's Twitter and Instagram, and then shaynalee.com. So Shayna, what we're going to do is we're going to play your latest single, Goodbye July, and then we'll come back from that. We'll have a few more questions for you. We really appreciate your time here on the edgeonair.com.
Excellent.
All right. So we'll play your single, and we'll be right back with the interview.
Okay.
We'll be different, baby, when the leaves fall. And I'll be listening when you don't call. We will miss it, maybe. Time knows if it all was a lie, 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 lie. And I, like the worst, best song at the wrong, right time. You're imprinted on my mind. And I will wait for you through the silence and the sound. I will wait until I'm 6 feet underground. And the summer knew the fall would come around. We made it out.
And that's Shayna Lee with Goodbye July right here on theedgeonair.com. Shayna, great song, great song. And again, we appreciate you walking us through the creative process for that and trying to figure out the meaning. So, and then putting together the video for that as well as an extra form of expression, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think kind of that's the goal of the video, is to bring the song to life. And in a lot of ways, I think that adding that extra form of expression is sort of what illuminates more of the song, you know?
I agree. Now, from that standpoint, then, let's talk about your influences. I've seen in your bio you have a lot of different influences, but is there one particular artist that really drove it for you, or was it just a series of events that kind of put you down that musical path?
It was more events. There was no singular, for me, there was no singular moment or singular inspiration. It was kind of living a life where music was connected with living, and it just continued that way. And I think of it as little independent choices that all led us one big choice to sort of pursue this. Does that make sense?
No, it does. I mean, I think you're right. It's not everyone can have this shining moment where it just becomes this moment of clarity. So in your particular case, it was a culmination of events and sequences and different things that were kind of, I don't want to say pulling you in that direction, but maybe leading you down that path to find your passion.
And also, I think the idea of that shining moment is not necessarily realistic, because this is a hard thing to go into, you know? And I think it sort of requires that at each step, at each new sort of level that you reach, another reckoning with, like, what is required of you to continue forward, you know?
Right.
But I do think it's a continuous choice, which is, in a way, even more empowering, you know?
Yep. Now, from... Let me talk about the songwriting process. So, and I like when we get a chance to interview artists. How frequent are you writing music, or is that something that you do on a daily basis? Do you have to be in a certain mind frame to be able to do that? How does that work for you specifically, Shayna?
I mean, I do mostly co-writing with others. The majority of the songs themselves are written in writing sessions. And then the rest of my life is kind of writing to create those ideas that are then going to... Does that make sense? So for me, it's collecting a lot of, this could be a song, and then sort of free writing on that, and then, this could be a song, and then free writing on that, so that I know what kinds of things I might want to say. And so it's a lot of journaling, it's a lot of free writing, and then it gets crafted into a song is usually like in a writing session
Okay, so in the collaboration aspect of it is important to kind of take those concepts you're trying to build on from the journaling you've done and the writing, free writing.
Exactly. So for me, it's a lot of I like to mine my personal life, not specifically. I like to create universal concepts and themes and sort of patterns from my life without making it just about me. Because I think, you know, what I've always done with songs is take them in my life, put myself in the protagonist position. So I try to write songs that it will be easy for a listener to do that. Because for me, that was a big part of the joy of music.
So it's relatable for your listeners at the same time?
Yeah, so it could be about you. You know, that's what I like, the idea that this song could be about you. And I try to, honestly, I try to make the lyrics such that you can fit lots of different stories in one story. So it's about something very specific to me, but I like to make it general enough that it be about whatever you really need the song to be about.
Yeah, you'd need a lot of blank journals to write a song about me, so.
Oh, well, I got them. I just didn't do it, actually.
We'll put you to work. I don't know if anyone wants to hear that story.
Let me know what your problems are. I got it.
Yeah, I think I like this. Yeah, this could be some form of therapy.
It's very therapeutic sometimes. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes the opposite.
Right.
Oh, man, how'd I end up down this rat hole?
Yeah, maybe some of those things from your life or concepts from your life you really don't want to revisit, but you plow through it, right?
Yeah, that's part of why I think art is hard. You do have to read, harder moments.
So Shayna Lee is visiting us here on theedgeonair.com. And again, you can follow Shayna at Hey Shayna Lee on Twitter and Instagram. And Shayna's website is shaynalee.com. So we have her on the air here for a couple more minutes. So I want to talk to you about touring and performing in shows, things like that. You've done that in the past. You've opened up for different acts. Do you have any series of performances or tours that you'll be making here in the near term?
I have nothing officially on the schedule, though my plan is to tour as soon as possible. You will be the first to know when I do have tour dates, but for right now, I am finishing a new EP.
Excellent. And
in the studio right now, yes.
Okay. And what is your goal in terms of when you want to get that produced?
So I am working on producing parts of this. First three songs into it, providing that we ultimately like all the songs. So I'm hoping actually have released by summer sometime.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah, so there's definitely new music on the more immediate horizon, and then is to do some touring to accompany that.
Okay. And another reason to follow Shayna then on Twitter and Instagram as well as on shaynalee.com is as soon as Shayna and your team, you know those things, you're going to be putting that sort of information out there, right?
Absolutely. I'm going to be talking all about it.
Wouldn't have it any other way. As far as acting, now you started out as a childhood actor in commercials. Have you been involved in any recent acting? Obviously, you do acting in your videos to a certain extent with that. What about any other acting endeavors? Is that something you're still actively involved with and or pursuing?
It is something that I don't necessarily pursue as actively as I would like, just because I haven't had time the past couple of years. But I actually still have class, and it is definitely on my list for something that I would like to do more and more of. I would say I am semi-active along.
Keeping it active. Well, the bug's always there, right? It never really goes away.
Yeah, and it's another form of self-expression. I feel like I just have the bug for that. And I also, for whatever reason, it's something I really want to respect. But I like when I'm not actively auditioning and doing work. I like to keep my tools ready and sharp. I like trying to get better at it.
Okay. And you're based out of New York City, is that correct?
I am.
So lots of, obviously, you're in the media capital of the world from that standpoint. So with your music career and getting involved into acting, I guess there's probably no better place to be than in New York City for that standpoint.
I love New York. I don't think there's any better place ever, but I'm partial.
That's okay. Everyone's partial to their home area. Hey, have you ever been out to Chicago?
My very best friend just moved to Chicago, so I was there in November. It's beautiful out there. I actually thought, I see why I don't like Chicago, but I'm a Floridian, so I'm afraid of the winter.
Hey, we live here and we're afraid of them too, so there's nothing to be ashamed about that. So, well, if you have free time to come to the city, obviously this would be the best time of year to do it. Anywhere between now and into September. So if you can fit that on your schedule, the city of Chicago and the Chicago area would love to have you out here. But we just hope you enjoy your summer.
Well, I think I am actually coming out this summer.
Are you really? Okay.
And in the fall.
Okay. Well, that'll be great because you'll enjoy it. I would say September is probably the best month to be out here, but any time in the summer is great as well. So we'll be happy to have you in our fair city.
Well, thank you. I feel so welcome.
Well, that is Shayna Lee. Shayna Lee, again, you can find Shayna on shaynalee.com, on Twitter at HeyShaynaLee, and Instagram as well. And again, her most recent single, Goodbye July, is out there, and you can find that on her website and the video there as well, which was introduced or released towards the end of April. Shayna, we really appreciate you coming on The Edge on Air, and we really appreciate your time, and we're looking forward to the release of your EP, and anytime that you're going to be on tour, we're looking forward to those tour dates as well.
Thank you so much. This was such a great little chat.
And it was my pleasure as well. My pleasure. And we appreciate you coming on, and our listeners, thank you. And you have a great summer.
Thank you guys so much.
We'll look forward to your music here, and we'll play it one more time as well. So we'll have Shayna Lee, Goodbye July.
All right, thank you.
All right. You have a great one, Shayna. Thanks for joining us today.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And again, that was Shayna Lee here on theedgeonair.com. And one more time, we'll close it out with Goodbye July. Shayna Lee, follow her on Twitter and Instagram, Hey Shayna Lee, and on her website at shaynalee.com. Here is Goodbye July on theedgeonair.com.
We'll be different, baby, when the leaves fall. And I'll be listening when you don't call. We will miss it, maybe. Time knows if it all was a lie.